father of our fathers, help me lead my men well. Do not let me dishonor my legion. Please help me regain my family's honor.
Marcus Aquila is the newly appointed commander of a frontier outpost in northernmost Britain along the wall that separates the Roman-ruled province from the warrior tribes of Caledonia, what is now Scotland. The young officer is searching for clues to what happened there 20 years earlier when his father led Rome's 9th Legion, 5,000 strong, into the mist-covered hills, never to be seen again.
You knew who his father was?
The man who lost the Eagle of the Ninth.
Not to mention 5,000 men.
The boy's a bad omen.
Marcus Aquila believes if he can recover the sculpted eagle standard under which his father and the 9th Legion marched into battle, he can erase the shame their loss caused to Rome and to his family name. But to do so, he needs the help of a slave, a young Briton named Esca, whose own family is also linked to those events.
No Roman can survive north of the wall alone.
Then I'll take Esca.
I can use his knowledge. He speaks the language.
Esca?
Why not?
Because he's a Briton. He may not be from north of the wall, but he's a Briton, and he will slit your throat the minute you're alone.
He wouldn't do that.
How do you know?
He gave me his word.
American actor Channing Tatum stars as Marcus Aquila. He's played contemporary soldiers in several other films, and Tatum sees a modern equivalent to this story of ancient enemies.
I kind of equated it to putting like a Taliban soldier and a U.S. soldier together, and if they had to rely on each other to survive, you know, would they do it? What would they learn about each other in this survival mode? Would they put aside their differences and make it through, or would they just kill each other, you know? And human instinct, I think, goes a long way. You know, it just wants to survive.
Your tribe was there, and they butchered my father's men like dogs.
Your father came to kill. He came to punish us because we would not bow to the name of Rome.
How dare you? You're still my slave!
And you'll be dead in the ditch without
me! I'll some miserable life!
English actor Jamie Bell co-stars as Esca and says it took some research to understand the character.
Specifically this moment in history, like, I didn't really know that much about the Roman occupation of Britain, what that was like, how many tribes were taken out, what the native peoples of Britain were all about. So I actually went to a lot of museums and just looked at some of the artifacts that were recovered and some of the archaeology, and just from a very physical level, saw what they had at their hands and what they could use. So that informs a lot. But then personally, I think, which is the most profound part, is that this guy has nothing. He has nothing to live for. Everything has been taken away from him by these people. And also I think because he didn't die, because he kind of went on to survive and was then captured by these people and then enslaved by these people, there is a sense of shame and there's a sense of guilt that goes with this journey.
Guiding them on the cinematic journey, Scottish-born director Kevin MacDonald says he tried to create an authentic portrayal of ancient times while telling a very up-to-date story.
I always saw this film as being a Western set in the Roman world, and it shares a lot of themes with some of the classic Westerns of the 50s and 60s, and particularly the 70s, and like a lot of other Westerns of that period, as being a commentary on the Vietnam War. Because nobody wanted to see films about the Vietnam War then. It took a few more years for anyone to make one. But, of course, it was in everybody's mind. And in the same way, I think today, if you make a film about occupation and about clashing of cultures, it's very, very difficult not to see that as in some way relevant to what's going on in the world today, if you're British or you're American or whatever. But maybe a film which reflects on those issues but in a more oblique way would be more welcome.
How can a piece of metal mean so much to you?
The Eagle is not a piece of metal. The Eagle is Rome.
The Eagle screenplay is by Jeremy Brock, adapted from Rosemary Sutcliffe's internationally popular novel, The Eagle of the Ninth. The international cast includes Canadian Donald Sutherland as Marcus Aquila's influential uncle, and French-born Tahar Rahim as the fearsome prince of the Seal People tribe in ancient Scotland. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.